Jeez, it's cold today. Your jacket looks really warm. If only I had a warm jacket. Oh, you didn't have to. Thank you. Not just for the jacket. Thanks for walking me home. It's really scary for a bunny girl like me to walk home alone. Especially when it's so late into the night. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Especially because your apartment is in the opposite direction. How did I know that? I saw the direction you came into the party from. So, yeah. Sir, how is my outfit today? Was I scary? What? What do you mean it looks cute? And I spent so much time on my makeup as well. You know, I don't think it can ever be scary. All people see in bunny girls is how cute and innocent they are. How small and adorable. Boo! See? Did I scare you? You say that, but somehow, I still don't believe you. Your eyes say it all. They're saying, she's so cute right now. Am I right? Or am I right? I saw right through you. It's okay. You don't have to be sorry. I know you can't help it. I'm used to it. I'm small and weak. So cute is one of the nicer things I've heard. But it can be kind of patronizing when it's coming from predators. I just wish sometimes I was a bit more scary or intimidating. I don't know. Well, this is my place. Thanks again for walking me back. Wait, before you go, Ashley baked some cookies for a few of my friends, and there were some left over. Would you like one? Yeah? Come on in then. Here, sit here and wait a bit. I'll get the cookies. Here you are, handmade by yours truly. I hope you like the chocolate chip. Here you go. How do they taste? Good? Good. Good. Are you feeling tired? Yeah. Just lie down. Yeah. Just close your eyes. Good night, my master. Restraints are expensive. You're not getting out, Master. Do you like my room? I'm really proud of the decor I put up here. Your photos really do make a really nice wallpaper, don't they? How about my outfit? Just your shirt and jacket. Nothing else. Do you like it? Your clothes are really big on me though, Master. What do you mean? I got this shirt from you, Master. Well, you didn't give it to me. I just collected it from your room. No, I didn't break in. What are you talking about? I didn't even break anything. You were so nice to leave your window open for me. Thank you, Master. You're always so nice. Oh, and look! Look here, Master! These are all the other things of yours I've collected. Your used boxes, your sock, a few of your other shirts, and now, a new addition, your jacket! I'm so glad you gave it to me. Why am I calling you that? Oh, why am I calling you my master, you mean? Because I'm all yours, Master. I've always been yours ever since I laid my eyes on you. To be precise, 7 months, 2 weeks, 3 days, 4 hours, and 28 minutes ago. Aren't you proud that I remember so precisely, Master? Well, only you think that we met tonight. The truth is, we've been tied by fate for a very long time. You just had to take a second to realize. The first time I laid eyes on you, I was instantly hooked. But I was too shy and could only watch you from afar. And then before I knew it, I got addicted to you, Master. I got addicted to watching you in secret, around campus, following you to your lectures, through your window at night, or through the cameras in your room. Yes? What about the cameras? Yes, they're in your room. What do you mean? Well, I needed to keep an eye on you. I guess you being surprised is normal. I did hide them really well when I installed them. I did hide them really well when I installed them. What do you mean? I'm not crazy at all! How could you say that, Master? I didn't even bother you at all when I put them up. I checked the schedule that I kept for you, and you were definitely out for the whole day today. Stop struggling! You're stuck here with me, you know? I'm not insane or a stalker! How could you say that? Don't you want to spend time with me, Master? Don't you appreciate all the effort I put in for you? Why are you still struggling? Master, I told you to stop moving, Master. I said, stop moving. Those restraints were expensive, Master.
I said, stop fucking moving!
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Master. I'm so sorry, Master. Please forgive me, Master. I should have controlled myself better. Sorry for being bad and losing my temper, Master. I should be quiet and cheerful and cute and nice. Sorry, Master. Have to be quiet. Master, you have to be quiet too. Okay? There we go. Nice and quiet now. Sorry about that, Master. I don't know what came over me. Shh. Stop screaming, Master. We have to be quiet, No one will hear you through the tape anyways, Master. Wow. It's so exciting. It's sinking in that, finally, it's just you and me, Master. I'm so happy. I can finally be myself around you, Master. Let me tell you why I took you here today. Why you really are my Master. I'm glad I went through all the effort to finally get to meet you. Add to the line of meeting with my most fertile day. It was a bit of a hassle though. I had to take care of some of your other commitments. But at least you can visit them at the hospital later. Okay, enough about them. Today is the day they give me your seed and start the creation of our new family. Don't sit there all cute and confused looking. You want, no need to breed me, right? You want to give me cute little bunny babies, right? Right, Master? Right? Nod, Master. Good. Look at you all tied up, waiting to breed me, your precious little bunny. It's making me all hot and bothered. Let me show you what I do when I get horny. Which one shall I use today? Master's shirt? No. I used that yesterday. His sock? Oh, it's still all wet from this morning. Master's jacket! I completely forgot! Here we are. Watch me closely, okay? I sit down and put on your clothes. Engulf myself in your scent. And then spread my legs. Why are you looking at me like that? Just because you can't talk doesn't mean I don't hear you, Master. You're always talking to me, you know. And here, my nugget. Look at you. So cute. Sitting there wide-eyed, pretending not to know. You know what you want. You're so desperate for it, aren't you, Master? Stop shaking your head, Master. I know that you're telling me over and over about how you oh so want to breed my fertile little bunny pussy. You're telling me in my head right now. Come on, Master. Let's get those pants off. You're rock hard, Master. What's all this head shaking for? Wow, look at that pre-cum. Aren't you excited, Master? Let's not waste too much of this cum. Don't shake your head. I know you want me. Let me adjust. Climb on. And shove your cock into... of me, Master. This is so much better than what I imagined. You're finally right in front of me, Master. I know you want to fill up your helpless bunny girl. Look at your eyes. All rolled up like that. Does my pussy feel that good, Master? You're so eager, Master. slumped over. Tired already? What's that? You want more? Don't shake your head. You told me it wasn't enough, Master. You told me in my head, right? Well, I need to be impregnated tonight, so... I'm ringing you dry tonight, Master. Round two, Master. Your dick is still so hot. Don't act so tired, Master. Fuck yes. Fuck the cum deep into me. Fucking breed me. Fucking breed me. Please, Master. Master? Wake up. Master? Master? Wake up! We're just getting started, you know. I plan for at least 5 loads tonight. Wake up. Good. We're not stopping. Shit. Are you? Fuck! Your dick is twitching inside me again. Are you gonna come again? Fuck! Shoot it deep into my womb. Breed me, Master. Breed your little bunny girl. You're fast, Master. And this load is just as thick as the first one. Master! What is it you falling asleep? You're ruining the mood here. And remember, I need a lot more from you to ensure that I'm gonna get pregnant. At least something is awake. Oh, fuck. I think you can get more loads than I predicted. It's gonna be a long night for you, Master.